Fighting has intensified in central Gaza, leading to near-daily evacuation orders that upend the lives of thousands of Palestinians. The Israeli military issued its latest orders for the areas around one of the last remaining hospitals in Gaza, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. And for about 3 days, the hospital has been quickly emptying out as patients and Palestinians sheltering there flee. NPR producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, and NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi bring this report.
The sound of an oxygen tank beeps loudly through the corridors of Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah. Days ago, the beep would have been drowned by the din of staff, patients, and families crowding the hallways. Today, the hospital is near empty. Beds abandoned, incubators emptied, and waiting rooms deserted. Many of these new Israeli military evacuation orders in central Gaza have been right around Al-Aqsa Hospital. During these past 10 months of war, the hospital had swelled to serving 700 patients. Now, after the evacuations, it's down to 100, according to doctors. NPR's Gaza producer, Anas Baba, visited Al-Aqsa Hospital.
This is an interview with Dr. Mohammed Shaheen from inside of Al-Aqsa Matiya Hospital in Deir al-Balah.
Dr. Shaheen says when the evacuation orders were issued, he tried to calm the patients and their families.
We told them, you can stay, we are with you, we'll get you to your treatment.
The Israeli military also said it informed Palestinian health officials that hospitals need not evacuate, but Palestinians still hurry to escape. Dr. Shaheen says that's because Palestinians have repeatedly experienced what it's like when the Israeli military pushes into an area. Hospitals are raided, entire medical complexes are rendered out of use, and dozens of civilians killed.
They are evacuated by themselves because they are afraid from what's happening in the previous history of Nasser, Shifa Hospital, Kamal Edwan, Indonesian Hospital. All these stories is in their mind.
Aid groups say that Israeli destruction of hospitals in Gaza and the dismantling of the health system there is systemic. Israeli military says Hamas uses hospitals as operation centers, and it does its best to move civilians out of harm's way. Rab al-Ajla's diabetic father is one of the few remaining at Al-Aqsa Hospital receiving treatment. She says it was awful watching people scrambling, grabbing mattresses, piling trucks with blankets and gallons of water. I was going to cry from the sight, al-Ajla says. It was like a scene from the Day of Judgment. But she says because her father is so sick, they have no choice but to stay. We won't leave, Al-Ajla says. I believe in fate, and we'll see what God has written for us. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, supports Al-Aqsa Hospital. The medical aid group says it can't provide all of its services now and must only focus on providing life-saving treatment. Dr. Shaheen, who once enjoyed the prestige of working at a large hospital in Gaza, now says his family sleeps in a tent. He says he too is feeling the pressure to flee, but that's a last resort.
In this morning, I'm fighting with my family and my wife, but this is my duty and this is my responsibility in Al-Aqsa.
Despite the gravity of the situation, Dr. Shaheen has a light moment with NPR's producer Anas Baba when asked how long he can hold out.
What exactly your own plan if you hear that the tank is like 5 or 10 meters away from Al-Aqsa? What's you going to do?
Run! Just run!
With Anas Baba in Deir al-Balah, Gaza, I'm Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.